AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The European Union formally recommended that member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States and a number of other countries. And Albert Jans is an EU spokesman.
The first meeting of the joint EU-US experts working group on this issue is scheduled for this afternoon. This group, which is a group that aims to exchange information and expertise to reinitiate safe and sustainable travel between the EU and the US.
The EU has no unified coronavirus tourism or border policy. Canada announced border restrictions on non-essential travel with the United States will be extended until July 21st. The White House says President Biden will announce 300 million coronavirus shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office January 20th. But he's in danger of failing to meet his self-imposed target, 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by the 4th of July. Hot weather has moved into the Plain States.
I was dripping sweat. It was obnoxious.
That man is in Lincoln, Nebraska. Carol Gupton with the Papillon La Vista Fire Department says it's time for people to be aware of the heat.
Checking on the elderly, checking on young children, people that are at a higher risk for experiencing a heat, emergency. Staying inside, staying in the shade. If you have to be outside, take frequent breaks.
People along the Gulf Coast are getting ready for tropical weather system. Rain is the big story here. John Cangelosi is at the National Hurricane Center.
You could see 4 to 8 inches of rain and even some isolated maximums near about a foot of rain.
Officials ordered a floodgate and lock systems closed in southeast Louisiana and readied sandbags in Mississippi and Alabama. A federal judge says he won't allow an Arkansas man, Richard Barnett, arrested after he was photographed sitting on the desk of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the Capitol riot to travel for a classic car swap meet. This is AP News. Brazil is approaching 500,000 coronavirus deaths, and there is an investigation.
With a milestone likely to be reached this weekend, Brazil's Senate is publicly probing how the toll got so high, focusing on why President Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months, while it relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine, the malaria drug shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. The skepticism has extended to the death toll itself, with Bolsonaro arguing the official tally from his own health ministry is greatly exaggerated. Some experts saying the real figure is significantly higher, perhaps hundreds of thousands higher. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The artificial intelligence-powered namesake of the Mayflower, a sleek robotic boat retracing the 1620 journey of the famous English vessel, had to turn back to fix a mechanical problem. Ed Donahue, AP News.